Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sarabena Woods brought to you by Albertsons and Vons. Outdoor entertaining begins with great deals at Vons or Albertsons. Fire up the grill and enjoy savings on favorites like USDA Choice Beef Tri-Tip Roast. Untrimmed, now just $4.79 a pound with club card where applicable, valid through May 18th. I love the grilling season is upon us.
Untrimmed, huh?
Untrimmed.
Whoa. Trim it yourself.
Yeah. That way you can trim it exactly the way you want. Yeah. Not the way the butcher decided to trim it.
I prefer mine trimmed, to be honest with you.
Do you?
Yeah, just trim it for me. I don't want to have to trim it for you. You trim it for me. That way...
Save a little money this way.
Though. Well, that way I'm ready to dive in. No unnecessary work.
We are talking about grilling, right?
Yes. Okay, roast, you said.
Tri-tip.
Tri-tip.
All right, we're going to sneak in a phone call, one or two, if you want to call now. 833-288-0973.
Follow that.
And then we'll jump into the Padres-Cardinals series with Friday night's 5-4 win. Do all of that after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, whatever's on your mind, 833-288-0973. Let's go out to the phones. Josh. Oh, actually, start with Dean.
Dino.
Dean is up first. Hi, Dean.
What's up, fellas? How we doing?
Doing really well, man. How about you?
Doing good after a sweep, I'll tell you what.
Love it.
But, hey, I just got to say, guys, and I don't know about you, I feel like a much better person and baseball fan overall because of how much Nolan Arenado and Yadier Molina we got to witness this weekend.
Yeah, as much as they bring.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, Yadier Molina, greatest catcher who ever lived.
Yep.
I mean, we were told that all weekend, so it's got to be true. And Nolan Arenado, I mean, he's got, you know, 16 gold gloves, and the guy, he's just – he's just flawless, man. It was incredible. But
it was a total jerk fest that entire the two national games. And again, I only caught a couple of innings of the Saturday night porn that was on the television. And then of course yesterday's broadcast caught that in its entirety. And oh my God, I mean, it was like on cue too, talking about Nolan's defense as he airmails one. Over the first baseman. So
led to three unearned runs that inning.
Yeah,
by the way, it was a pretty.
So one guy on base is empty now for Austin Nola.
And Matty, we talk about the relationship between Greg Gibson and Molina. Two veterans, been in the game over 20 years. Look at Molina's reaction. He knows a strike three. Because he has so much respect, look at his body language.
Oh, my
Molina,
God.
I guarantee you Gibson said, hey, I missed that one, big guy. Molina, no show up.
What?
No upset.
Just
great job by Molina. Great job by Greg Gibson by communicating that.
Yeah, you don't get to play as long as Yadi Molina has played by being a hothead snapper behind the plate, right?
Right.
He's about as good a diplomat as there is.
I mean, the best.
And the Ozzie Smith back pick there, pretty good.
Pretty
casual for the 9-time Gold Glove winner, 4-time platinum winner, Molina.
Yep.
You know, it's funny, talking to Arenado today.
Yeah, yeah.
for about 30 minutes. He talked about Molina and how much respect he has for him.
Why not?
Talking about in spring training, here's a guy that's playing 20 years in the big leagues.
Yeah.
When Arenado shows up there thinking he's a hard worker at 6:30 a.m., Molina is already done with his workout, already showered, and already having breakfast.
Yeah.
That's what Arenado said. I got to pick up my work ethic.
There's a reason why Yadi Molina is having such a great year at this advanced age. I mean, he's not a kid anymore, and he's having one of the best offensive starts to a season that he's ever had.
Yeah.
6 homers, 20 RBIs, and those numbers are career highs for him through the first 25 games of a season.
Well, how good has he been, man? It was amazing.
I will say that
you forgot there was another team out there.
I am glad that Nolan Arenado is not facing the Padres 19 times every season anymore, and just 6 times in the regular season.
Yeah.
Now his 3 home runs ultimately did not help the Cardinals win any of those games, but he did hit a home run in every single game
of
the series.
He did,
and he's still pretty good. But not in the division anymore, so much less of a pest for the Padres.
Not as good as Yadi Molina.
Yeah, no, I mean, you could dream big. You know, I want my kids to end up just like Yadi Molina. That's what I want. Even Ben, when we'll blow things out of proportion from time to time. Even Ben was like, all right. It's getting a little
ridiculous. You played it in the opening segment. The foul ball
was the
one that got to me. Jake Cronenworth was at the bat. He kind of topped one down the left field. Here, listen one more time.
3 hits for him last night. That one a squibber, and Arenado wisely lets it roll foul. And Nolan got right up on top of that baseball to see which way it was spinning.
Amazing. You see so many third basemen try to make a heroic play here. But this is kind of the sixth sense in reading, just like a ball on the green, what that ball's doing. He knows that ball's going to go foul. Great field presence.
Great field overall.
And guys, Yadi Molina, as the ball's rolling toward Arenado, was pointing dramatically.
Amazing.
It's going to go foul. And after that play was over, Arenado pointed at Yadi as if to say, thanks.
Oh,
nice tip.
Thank you.
Austin Nola's watching that like, I should do that.
Literally, Nolan Arenado had no chance to get Jake Cronenworth.
Nope.
He had no other option than to let it roll and see if it would go fair or foul. Luckily for him,
like every third baseman,
he had no chance to get Cronenworth. There was no other option on that play for any other player in the history of baseball.
Other than
to let it roll and see if it goes foul.
The only guy in the world that picks that up is Blake Snell. He's the only one in the world that picks that up. That's it. Everybody else in MLB lets that ball go foul. Blake Snell picks that ball up. That's it. That is it. Holy crap. When do we see these guys again? Because I can't deal with that very much longer. We had to sit through it in the playoffs, and it was horrible. I mean, it was just unbelievable. What do you say about Fernando Tatis Jr., except for Yadier Molina? I mean, that was Rick Sutcliffe and Matty B and A-Rod. Holy crap. I mean, I knew he'd get some. But, dude, they literally focused on – he's in the dugout after grounding into a double play, and he's just sitting there. And Bo goes, "Dad, is that guy asleep?" "No, that's just a Hall of Famer taking a load off, Bo. What am I supposed to say? Dad, is that guy asleep?" He was in the dugout. And the camera stays on him for the entire at-bat, just watching him breathe. It was crazy.
You'll be glad to learn, not until September 17th, 18th, and 19th at New Bush Stadium in St. Louis.
Love New Bush.
Bush. It'll be on the second-to-last road trip of the season for the Padres that they go to St. Louis.
Fantastic.
Return the
favor. You know, that'll be on Sunday Night Baseball.
Oh, definitely.
Right now, it's not scheduled as such, but the ESPN, I don't think, has announced their second-half schedule of Sunday Night games. So it could
absolutely be picked up. Cardinals are on every other week.
Yeah, they are. Hey, and listen, I said it this morning. I'll say it again. We would come in here, and we would piss and moan. Oh, we don't get any national attention. Fine. I'm good. If they never play a national attention, I'm good. I don't need it. I'm fine with it.
Padres have a high potential of being on Sunday Night Baseball in the final month of the season. Here are their Sunday night opponents in September. Home, Houston Astros, September 5th. Road, L.A. Dodgers, September 12th. Road, St. Louis Cardinals, September 19th. And then home Atlanta Braves September 26th and road San Francisco Giants October 3rd. Can pretty much guarantee that one, if not two of those games will end up on Sunday Night Baseball, given that we expect the Padres and probably at least, you know, three or four of those teams to be fighting for playoff spots in the month of September as well. Pretty sexy matchups for the four-letter network there.
Yeah, very much so. You know, and the Padres keep playing like this. Sky's the limit, boys. Sky is the limit. Very happy with all of the performances this weekend, man.
So the series started on Friday night. Not exactly. I mean, we already knew the Padres were shorthanded. Then Drew Pomeranz goes on the injured list with a shoulder impingement. So you know the bullpen is a little shorthanded as well. And you're hoping, in fact, Jace Tingler said before the game on Friday, we'd really like Joe Musgrove, you know, to work deep. I mean, six, you know, hopefully seven, give us some innings, save our bullpen. And it didn't work out that way. Once again, Joe Musgrove had to work very hard in his five innings. Now, did a great job of getting out of some jams, allowed just one run in the five innings, and left with a 3-1 lead. The Padres had a chance, you know, gave him the chance to win that game, but he didn't necessarily give them the innings they were looking to do so. So Padres had to rely on the bullpen. They had to rely on something that ended up being a theme for the series, Woods, and that was drawing walks. They drew 12 walks in the first game of that series on Friday. That just went on and on and on.
4 hours. And on. 4 hours and 8 minutes.
I tweeted something about it. I got a little blowback from some Padres fans for like, hey, I love it. Lena, play. I wish the games would last forever. I never want them to stop. And I'm glad you were enjoying the baseball season so much out there that a 4 hour game that goes nine innings doesn't bother you a little bit. But that's not what baseball is really supposed to be. When they invented baseball, the idea was not a nine inning game should take 4 hours and 15 minutes. That just wasn't how it was designed. It's better. It's a better, more enjoyable game when you're playing in like 2.5 to 3 hours in most cases. Now, yeah, there's going to be some exceptions where offenses go crazy. You got some wild nights, playoff games. I get that. I love that. This wasn't any of that. There was no giant rallies. There was no big offensive production.
Just bad pitching.
It was simply a long, slow game in which the pitchers could not throw strikes for the most part. And it's not the best kind of baseball in my mind.
No, it was not. It was not. It was one of those games, though. Like, I was at the Dodger game on that Friday night when they lost it in extra innings. And I mean, you want to talk about pain, sitting there rotting for 4 or 5 hours and then losing that game. Thank God they were able to get that win. Tried to give it away. Tried really hard to give it away. Pagan gave up that two-run bomb in the eighth. Melanson, who never gives up home runs, gets that home run to Arenado in the ninth. No big deal. Got the win, 5-4 on Friday night. It was great. It was a great, great win, one that you would have hated grinding that out for 4 hours and losing. But, yeah, I mean, you know, bullpen was great. They managed it really, really well. Musgrove didn't have his best start, but gutted it out, got out of some key jams. You know, you'd like to see the walks come down for him as well. It walked four that outing. But, hey, man, you're going to have games like that. That was a huge win.
Got some good defense up the middle of that game, also setting the tone for the series from both Tucapito Marcano and Ha-Sung Kim.
Ha-Sung Kim, man.
Who had some great plays. Did have an error on a throw yesterday, but that could have been picked. You know, Jake Cronenworth doesn't play a ton of first base. So that was one thing that really stood out during the series. The other, and we saw it mostly impact this game on Friday night, was the lineup alterations that Jace Tingler made, knowing he didn't have a bunch of his stars, going with Manny Machado in the number two hole and saying, hey, Grisham, Machado, Cronenworth, fam, you know, these are my established Major League Baseball players, my veterans with experience. Now, funny that Jake Cronenworth is now included in that bunch, considering how young he is, but he is a guy who's proven at the big league level now. I'm going to put them as my first four, and we're going to get them as many at-bats as possible.
Yeah,
and figure if we're going to have a rally, it's probably going to come with those guys stringing hits together. And if that's not exactly how it played out with Manny driving in a couple of runs with a double and a single, taking advantage of just that congregation at the top of the lineup, worked out really well for Jace Tingler this series. I did not want that to go unsaid, the managing job done by Jace Tingler over these last three games.
Thought he did a great job, man. Thought he did a great job all weekend. Obviously, Saturday's game, a lot easier to manage with an offensive outburst like that. Friday night was one of those games, could have gone either way. And they got the job done, man. I was really, really pleased. Craig Stammen, that dude has just been, he's been dad, man. The calming influence coming in, goes an inning and a third, two hits, no runs, 1K, ERA down to 188 after Friday night. He's been phenomenal. So all these guys, man, went out and played their asses off Friday night. They refused to lose that game. Ha-Seong Kim, the double play he turned was spectacular. And just continues to play really solid defense up the middle.
Remember when, before last season, the Padres signed Craig Stammen to a 2-year contract extension, and everyone was going,
why?
What? Why 2 years? Why would you need to commit to Craig Stammen for 2 years? Maybe you give him another 1-year deal and then decide. Well, here we are now, a year and a month and a half into that contract. And, Padres probably thinking about another 2-year deal for Craig Stammen at the end of it. It's really amazing how he has now kind of defied Father Time and getting better as he's getting older in his career. And I know it's to the, 1 millionth degree of Yadier Molina, but there is the occasional Craig Stammen love that gets thrown out on broadcast.
Oh, big time.
What a great teammate he is. What a great leader in the clubhouse. You don't see what Craig Stammen does behind the scenes, keeping these guys together. And honestly, we don't see it.
No, we don't.
We're not back there, but we do get told quite often by members of the Padres organization how important they think Craig Stammen is. So if you ever wanted to know why he got that 2-year contract, now he's not only doing it off the field, but he's been getting it done on the mound as well.
Yeah, great, great win, man. Very, very pleased.
Very nice. All right, this is what we've got coming up on the show today. All guests on Ben and Woods appear on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. We'll talk to an ESPN writer coming up at 6:35, Jun Lee, who is actually originally from South Korea, that moved very young, Boston area, but is one of the staff writers for ESPN. Get his thoughts coming up at 6:35. Again, all guests on Ben Woods, appearing on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. Of course, go through Saturday and yesterday's games. Wins against the St. Louis Cardinals. Get some from the rest of baseball. We get a Rylan report coming up, including the NBA Hall of Fame inductions over the weekend. Kobe Bryant going into the Hall of Fame posthumously. Over the weekend, in addition to a few other stars. So we'll get some headlines there. And then I've got a new twist on our daily game coming up at 7 o'clock. Take on Woods, our musical trivia. Thanks to one of our listeners, made a suggestion a couple of weeks ago, and I thought it was a really good one, so much so that I did implement it this weekend when I finally had time. But our contestants now, instead of just getting the 5 questions that I've decided on,
yeah,
will get the choice. I have 3 different categories that you'll get, and the contestant will get to choose one. They're all musicals in some way,
right?
But we'll get to choose the category, a la kind of Jeopardy, and all the 5 questions will have some sort of connection or theme to the category. So if they feel like, oh, this could be one where I'll do well at, they can at least kind of maybe push the questions in a certain direction. I think might give them a little better shot. Now, I think you'll also take advantage of categories as well.
Well, I can't. I'm stuck with what they pick.
You're stuck with what they pick. You'll know what the category is
right
before going in, but maybe this will even the playing field a little bit, although we did get a winner last week.
Yeah, we did.
First perfect 5 for 5 by one of our listeners to beat you and qualify for the getaway to Las Vegas. So a little twist coming up on Take on Woods at 7 o'clock.
Well, I like it.
Don't do this. All of our regular features, Dip S tweets from the weekend. Ooh. Getting the week started, going until 9 o'clock this morning. It's Ben and Woods. After the Padres sweep the St. Louis Cardinals 3 straight, almost climbing to first place in the National League West. The Giants just barely hanging on by a thread. Dodgers in the rearview mirror. Pretty good way to start the week on a Monday morning on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.